Welcome to Sleepy Eyes Knits, or the Babble.
Never end, never end.
Welcome to Sleepy Eyes Knits, where the babbling never ends. And fortunately for you, I've had some chocolate and I'm ready to go. This week's podcast was sponsored by Serenity Yarns. Gorgeous hand-painted yarns, handmade needles, amazing stitch markers, and knitting bags. You can find Serenity Yarns at serenityboutique.etsy.com or serenity.com. Go to your happy place. Down to Hearth Soaps. Handcrafted, all-natural, moisturizing, and latherful soaps made in small batches with love and care. Each hefty 6-ounce bar is wonderfully fragrant. Buy your own luscious bar at downtohearth.etsy.com. Actual Size Creations. Specializing in handmade knitting bags and accessories for the stylish knitter. Knitting messenger bags in fun and funky fabrics for every project and any occasion. Visit her wonderful online store at valuetree.etsy.com. And by Mystical Vibes, home of the fantastic, whimsical, and adorable soy candles, tarts, and wax-tip bears, created by Danielle Martin. Visit her online store and scent of the month candles at mysticalvibes.com. This month's scent is Lemongrass Coconut. Mystical Vibes is offering an ongoing 25% discount to anyone who listens to the podcast and makes a purchase on her website. Value Tree is offering an ongoing 10% off any purchase from her Etsy store as well. The discount code is SLEEPY, S-L-E-E-P-Y, all capitals. Or you can send an email before ordering. Thanks to all my sponsors for this awesome discount. Welcome, my wonderful knitting friend. I know it's been almost a month since the last podcast. My only excuse is this. I've lost my knitting mojo. Picture me in Austin Powers 60-ish clothing saying to you, "Does the yarn make you horny, baby?" At least that's what I'd be saying if I had my mojo, which I don't. Hopefully, I won't have to have any contact with Fat Bastard in order to get my mojo back. Ugh. I don't know what it is that's made me lose some of my love of knitting and spinning. Is it the weather? Is it the long, drawn-out, never-seem-to-end projects that I've been knitting? The long lists of works in progress that I have in my closet? A knitting malaise. A certain yarnish bacteria. A fiber flu. My enthusiasm has been at an all-time low, with little joy for anything I'm working on. I really can't remember the last time I spun some fiber. Oh yeah, it was spinning the alpaca for Jackie for her birthday. That was hard work, but it was lovely. I thought that by knitting and buying some exciting patterns, new yarns, and fiber, I'd get a kickstart. But alas, that didn't work. They're all still sitting in my closet, lamenting and trying to get my attention. "Gina, come here. I'm soft and silky. Come and feel me." Wait, that sounds too much like a porno. But maybe. No. I won't go there. In my knitting funk, I had a small vision that not only amused me, but got me to thinking. So I wrote it into a poem, which I will share with you now. Grab your knitting or spinning, your nip of choice, put your feet up, and let's go. This poem is called Pimping Yarn. Walked around the corner, down the rainy street, feeling kind of torn at the softness of the yarn in my pocket. Shading my brown eyes, licking my lips, fondling the thin, twisted strand in my hand. Spot a knitter a block away. Needles clicking, fingers flicking. I know he's seen me. Stroll on by, very slow, soft and sweet, smile shy, without sin. Lips up close as I move in. Whisper in his ear, smell of wool as I draw near. Hey, wanna try something new? How about some bamboo? Looks up at me, lifts his eyes, a deep green. Show me something I haven't seen as he grabs the yarn. Pulls me to him, I try to resist, his arms are strong. Don't you know my needle is 12 inches long? I turn my head, hand to my pants. I know I sure don't have a chance. Do I really have to show you here? Yes, he whispers. Give me the cashmere. My week and my week projects. The past few weeks have been spent drearily trying to finish up on three projects. The hat for Ian's geocache, which I finished last night. The wavy scarf from Nitty. And the rock scar scarf from Nitty. And also my attempts at lace, which I'll talk about later on. All three things have had me contemplating shoving my needles in my ear and into my brain to kind of stir things up and get my mind in the mood. It was a no-go. The rock star is an easy knit, since every row is knitting. Just garter from here to eternity. But here's the catch. Size 3 needles and the fuzzy alternate yarn you use is very finicky and can easily be dropped or lost. So I've done maybe an inch or two, but it's a black hole city with that one. The hat is simplicity in itself. Using leftover yarn, size 7 needle, and a pattern I made up, all knitting in the round. What could be easier than that? Well, I've had only the decreases to do, and it took me a long time to finish it. I have no idea why I didn't want to do that. The wavy scarf has always attracted me, and after seeing gorgeous blogless Amanda and the two she has knit, I wanted to make one too. I got the yarn for it last year when we all went to Webb's in Northampton, Mass. I got a really beautiful deep cobalt blue, which matches with my Fair Isle Northern Lights mittens that I did for the Knitting Olympics last year. I've knit half, and that seems to be all I can do. Jackie got frustrated with hers and bound hers off at the halfway point, which I am thinking about now, and she's planning to wear it as a neck cozy with a pretty pin to hold it together. And I'm thinking that might be the way that I will end up going myself. It's not that the pattern is difficult. It's not at all. Just alternating placing a knit three and a purl three. But because there's a left-hand curve and then a right-hand curve, you have to be sure when to switch. And if you're not keeping careful track, then once you lose your place, that's it. I've tried numerous times to go back to where I think I am, but it hasn't been correct. It's frustrating to keep track of 43 or so rows, even when they seem so simple. I think that's what makes such trouble. So that's an on and off project, unless I want to keep careful track of where I am. Every time I bring it to knitting, I always make a mistake because I'm too busy talking. That's a surprise, isn't it? One day I will finish it because I like it and it's pretty. Hopefully that day will be before my 80th birthday and I can still see the waves in it, or the yarn, or hold the needles. Excuse me while I whine a bit. So, the New Hampshire Sheep and Wool was incredibly fun this year. Along with Jackie's help, I didn't spend half of what I did last year, and the weather was incredibly beautiful. A big change from last year's downpour and flooding. Last year I didn't even get to see the animals, and this year I got to see the alpacas, which were my favorite, and the llamas, hang out with my Manch Vegas buddies at lunch, and I was thrilled to also see Amy Boogie of Spunky Eclectic. Her little girls are adorable. I wanted to squish them up and take them home with me in my bag. At the end of the day, we're all exhausted, but I got some fabulous fiber, patterns, and a few cute trinkets for the kids, and a Weavette mini loom to weave my hand spun onto. It was a great day all around, and especially because I got to spend it with my favorite knitters and spinners. I can't wait till next year. To give you an idea of what I wanted to do with all that yummy yarn, but wouldn't dare, here is a very saucy song by the talented Casey Desmond called Taste It. So, at the New Hampshire Sheep and Wool, I not only got the pleasure of spending time with Jackie of HelloJackie.blogspot.com and Gigi of AdventuresInCrochet.blogspot.com while I was shopping, but I was also surrounded by the best fibers in the world. The best fibers, I think, are from a local place, or at least somewhat local place. Foxfire Fiber and West Mountain Farm are two that I am singling out for Yarngasm this week. Or Fibergasm. Foxfire Fiber, located in Shelburne, Mass. At Barb Perry's Springdale Farm, is my first Yarngasm. Not only is Barb adorable, but always friendly and helpful. I look forward to seeing her at every fiber event that I go to. Her gorgeous, super soft sport weight yarns are extremely touchable. She sells Border Lester and Mohair hand paints, and my favorite, her luxurious Cormel silk yarn. The colorways are rich and beautiful. Barb offers several types of fibers for her spinning. Her most popular, I think, is the Cormo silk. I bought 2 pounds last year, as recommended by Denise. Thanks, Denise. And I still haven't spun it up. It's just so lovely the way it is. I'm planning on spinning it up at some point and making something extremely special with it. That yarn can't be for just anything. One of the other types of fibers she had this year were BFL bats with Angelina. Oh, so soft and super sparkly. Gigi found this for me and I almost broke down and got the pink one for myself, but decided on buying the blue one for Kaylee at spinayarnforyou.blogspirit.com as a gift. It was hard to part with, though. I splurged and got myself 4 ounces of baby camel and Tussa silk fiber in a soft fawn color. And boy, I'm totally eyeing that. If anything will get me out of my spinning funk, this will be it. If you go to her website, you will not only be bowled over by her fiber and yarn, but the pictures. Oh, the pictures of her Cormo and Border Lester sheep will melt your heart. Especially the baby Cormos. Oh, I want to take one home. Please visit Barb's website at foxfirefiber.com and her blog at sheepgal.typepad.com. Many hugs to you, Barb. West Mountain Farm Llama Fiber is my next fibergasm. I was introduced to this fantastically soft and fluffy fiber at the Nita Spa in February. This older man, who I later learned was named Lars, was going around handing the spinners little packets of free fiber. I was intrigued. When I opened up the small bag, there was a puff of the softest, most luxurious fiber I've ever touched, and it was llama. It rivaled cashmere. I've never spun llama before, and I guess I always thought it would be rough. But oh, how wrong I was. I ended up getting sidetracked with the whole spa experience and didn't do much more with this packet until I read the list of people who would be at the New Hampshire Sheep and Wool this year. Lars and Gail also sent an email to the NIDA members saying that they'd be there, and more importantly, with llama fiber. I vowed then and there that I would get as much as I could afford when I went to the Sheep and Wool. I literally dragged Jackie over to the West Mountain Farm booth after the three of us pored over the weird-ass map in the program and figured out where they were. I not only got to buy lots of llama fiber, but I got to talk to the very interesting Lars and meet two of the llamas. They are so cute. If you'd like to check them out and see more adorable pictures of fiber animals, go to westmountainfarm.com. You'll also find lots of information on how you can raise llamas if you're interested in getting one. I'm actually keeping that in mind for the future, either a llama or an alpaca, when I have all that extra time to take care of them. So, let's get to another song. Casey, take us to another level of rockin' knitting with Sorry Ain't Enough.
Oh,
Wow. Due to my low mojo, I am having side effects of obsession. And not just any obsession. Obsession with a certain website. A website called Ravelry. Have you heard of it? Oh, you would know if you had. If you visited there, you will want to go back again and again and again and again. I was extremely lucky to get an early membership on this incredible website by the one and only awesome Kiss Her Feet Amy Boogie. Because it's only in the beta testing stages at the moment, there are very limited spaces and you can only join if you get an invitation. I was so happy when I got this invitation from Amy, not only because it kind of proves that she isn't afraid of my spunky stalking, but because it sounded like the perfect place for designers as well. I had absolutely no idea what this website would be once I joined. First, it starts out innocent enough. You're like, oh yeah, it's got this and this, oh and this. Pretty nice. But then you start adding things, and then more. And then you're going back to check out patterns and people in your state who have joined. And then you're adding more of your projects and your stash and your needles. And you find you've been on there all day and your little son is begging for lunch and his pull-up is hanging between his knees, heavy and uncomfortable. Whoops! Bad mommy. Bad obsessed mommy. Luckily, this only happened once. Now I just go on mostly at night when he's in bed. Over 2 hours the other night, and my leg was asleep. Otherwise, I pop in when I can and add a couple things. But I'm still in the place of loving for Ravelry that is way beyond normal. So you say, what is so great about Ravelry? Eee! Tiny scream. Well, here are just some of the things that they offer knitters, crocheters, and designers. Your own notebook, where you can list every single project you've ever done in your life, are working on, or plan to do in the future. Places to add pictures, links, the yarn, and every single minute detail of the project, where you began, when you finished, etc. There's windows on the side of your projects that tell you how many people have also used this yarn or pattern that you're using, who they are, and where you can see pictures of their finished objects. A book page, which shows you pictures of the pattern books you've used in your projects and which pattern you did use. A friends page, where you can add new friends and a list of a bunch of people who are neighbors who have knit the same projects as you have. Easy searches for yarns and their details, and patterns galore, with pictures and who has done what and this and that. And searches for certain designers and whole pages of their other patterns. If you want to see mine, you can search for Gina House. A stash area where you can list your whole damn yarn stash and in detail. Only knows how many years that would take me to put all my stash in. But if I wanted to do that, I could. A needle area, which is printable on a card to bring with you at all times, where you can list all the needles and hooks that you own. A blog area, so if you have a blog, it lists all your posts as well as a screenshot of the front of your blog, which I thought was brilliant. I'm most obsessed with adding pics and details of my finished projects. I just can't stop. It's so much fun. If anything will bring back my knitting mojo, this will. There's also a place for adding they're also thinking of adding a spinning section as well. The creators of Ravelry, Jessica and Casey, are amazing and working their butts off to get this going faster and adding more members. They ask that you be patient as they can only invite a certain number of people, and each new member can have 2 invites, and then the invitation waiting list that they already have is huge, so everyone must be good and patient until then, but it is so worth it. Here's a quote from the Ravelry site. Ravelry is a place for knitters, crocheters, designers, spinners, and dyers to keep track of their yarn, tools, and pattern information, and to look for others for ideas and inspiration. Isn't that amazing? Ravelry is also a community, but an online one that can be whatever you want to make of it, which could be wondrous if we all share our ideas and creativity. Bravo and huge hugs and thanks to the Ravelry creators. What a fantastic tool you have brought to us. When you get your invite, put everything down, knitting and chocolate included, and start your account. You'll become as obsessed as Jackie and I are. Oh, and if you want, check out my Sleepy Eyes hand-painted sock yarn and hand-spun yarns under Yarns, and my designs under Gina House. If you want to be my friend, and of course I want to be yours, find Yoga Garden Girl and grab me. I'm also under New Hampshire, if you go to the location area under people. Go now.
Oh, crap. Oh, friggin' knitting. Oh, friggin' knitting.
Ah, my arch nemesis, friggin' knitting. Yes, the goddess of friggin' knitting has been busy the past few weeks. Not only has she been taking away my knitting mojo, but sending laser beams of confusion and entanglement with my lace knitting. I had every intention of doing the myrtle leaf shawl from the Victorian Lace Today book, but that was not to be. I cast on 3 times, each time getting the wrong number of stitches. Once I finally cast on, I thought it was okay, and knit 3 plain rows without incident. Got me to feel comfortable and hopeful, and then wham! The first row of lace, though seemingly easy, got me into knots of anger. I kept forgetting yarn overs, and because the yarn I'd pick was so thin, I would unknowingly knit 2 stitches together and then be short the next row. The lace pattern for this was 13 unique rows of lace. Not knit 1 row of lace and then 1 row of just knit or purl. No, this lace pattern was kicking my ass. I kept saying to myself, you've knit with lace weight yarn before, you've knit lace patterns before, and you've made a lace weight shawl doing both. You can do it. But obviously I was fooling myself, lying right to my own face, or to the inside of my face. Anyway, I kept going and made it through 1 whole lace pattern repeat, until I got to the last few stitches of the 13th row. Short again. I tried to figure out what I'd done. I tried to think back. I tried everything. I had to rip out all the lace rows back to the first 3 plain rows. And for all of you who know me, I hate to frog and will avoid it at all costs. Usually I have to hand my knitted item that is beyond hope to either Donna or Jackie. But I was alone, so I was forced to do it myself. It killed me. Really killed me. Each row had taken me about 5 minutes or 10 minutes to do. Now, you think this is bad? Well, that's nothing. I ended up ripping back these 13 rows 4 damn times. And this was even after I'd read about the mistake on row 13, which had been the cause of my mistake the first time. The row 13 mistake was still hard for me to get my sloggy brain around, and it never came out right, no matter how many times I re-knit it. The yarn was becoming very ragged, especially being so thin and all. So you know what I did? I chucked it. I chucked the whole project. I wasn't having any fun at it, and I wasn't even tolerating it. I hated looking at the thing, and it was supposed to be a lovely gift from my mom, and I didn't want all that negative energy going into something for someone I love dearly. Luckily, Jackie helped me pick out an easy lace pattern, and I have just stuck to it and had to admit to myself that I wasn't really ready for intermediate lace yet. The new pattern I'm doing is from the same book, but from the front. Oh God, I feel like I've been demoted to first grade, but that's okay. And it's labeled easy lace. It's quaintly named the large rectangle with center diamond pattern. Compared to the lovely name of the myrtle leaf shawl, it was like comparing handmaiden sea silk to Red Heart. Oh, the horrors! I feel bad that I've left poor Mike and blogless Amanda to deal with the MLS by themselves. Sorry, guys. Maybe they'll learn from my experience and pick something new. Or, knowing blogless Amanda and her quick fingers and determined brain, she'll whip up the shawl pattern into submission and create a beautiful shawl in no time. So who knows? Maybe it's just me that sucks. That's a definite possibility. The good news is that I'm enjoying the new lace pattern, and I've gotten at least 4 repeats done, and it could be more by the time you listen to this. And it's very pretty. Super pretty, in fact. Not as fancy, but attractive and sweet, like a Lorna Doone cookie. I've doubled up on the Jade Sapphire Lacey Lamb yarn, and that's working out better for me. I'll be able to present my lovely mom with her black lace shawl in no time, and time for the wedding that she'll be attending in July. And I will definitely remind her to take pictures. How are you doing on your lace? I am so happy to announce that my lovely Waters Table Runner pattern is ready and published. The pattern itself is $5.50 and available as a PDF download from either my blog, sleepyeyesknitting.blogspot.com, or oneplanetyarnandfiber.com. If you visit One Planet Yarn Fiber, you will find the pattern under Yarn Botanica Patterns, and my Radiance Lace Headband pattern is there as well. If you buy either pattern from One Planet Yarn and Fiber with the yarn to go with it, enter the code SLEEPY and you will receive 10% off your order. Pretty nice. The yarn I used for this was the Yarn Botanica's Super Wash DK Sock Yarn in Blue Moon. An alternate yarn you could use would be the Yarn Botanica Radiance DK yarn, also used for the headband pattern. Only one skein is used for the table runner, and only about a half to a third of the skein for the headband. So if you buy a couple of skeins, you can make both things. Here's the description that I used for the pattern for the table runner. Company coming, and most of the knitters? No need to fear. Just whip up this beautiful and useful table runner, and you will dazzle your guests without even trying. Perfect for your dining room, but can easily be used for your living room table or dresser top. Enjoy knitting this unique lace pattern, as well as creating your own design for the beaded fringe. Voila! Also a reminder that the Radiance Lace Headband Contest will be ending June 1st, so please, please send me a picture of you wearing your headband, or headband in progress, the yarn that you used, and your blog address. There's a whole bunch of prizes to win, including yarn, 4 knitting books, a Good and Plenty Getting Knit Together kit, and 2 bars of Down to Hearth soap. What are you waiting for? Start knitting now. I'll be not only adding your picture and blog to my Sleepy Eyes gallery, but also naming you and your blog in the next podcast, even if you don't win a prize. My Alien Invasion sock yarn is still available. Is it the garage colors that's making it so unpopular? Poor little skein. With free shipping, 440 yards of high twist superwash merino yummy goodness in purples, bright orange, and neon green at sleepyeyes.etsy.com. Thanks especially to Kaylee, Melissa, Karen, Daisy, Jackie, Bloggles Amanda, Donna, iKnit, and Mike for listening to my knit and lace complaints and giving me great tips and advice. Also giving me suggested lace shawl patterns for next time. If you have any questions, suggestions, stories, or comments that you'd like to share, email me, Gina@yogagardennh.com, and we'll see what we can do to get your ideas on the podcast. You can find all pictures, links, and related podcast information on my super terrific rocket blog, sleepyeyesknitting.blogspot.com. Email me whenever you'd like. I would love to hear from you. This week's music was provided by the Pod Show PodSafe Network. Check them out at music.podshow.com. Sadly, it's now the end of the podcast. Another 30 minutes or so spent listening to my knitting babble and possibly getting a bit tipsy. Hopefully you spent it well by being cozy, warm, and slightly amused. Maybe you even got some knitting or some spinning done. Many thanks to everyone who commented on my blog the past couple of weeks, including Jackie, Laura, Kimberly, Sonia, Amy Boogie, Julie, Amanda, Karen, Heidi, Heather, Nicole, Kaylee, Melissa, Daisy, Donna, Matt, Marion, iKnit, Gigi, Lauren, DMC, Becca U, Carol, and especially Paige and Georgia. You all rock, and I send cyber hugs to all of you. Some of you, of course, I can give hugs to in person. I will leave you with the sage advice of my 4-year-old. Yarn. Get yarn. Enough said. Happy knitting, guys, and see you next time.
That's the end.